Welcome to episode 3 of the Jay-Z podcast, where we have many good things to talk about today, haven't we, John?
Yes, we do. It's like a celebration box of podcasts.
Indeed. My God, that was really bad, John.
That was a good metaphor.
It was very good. Topics of the day. We must say, we have gone national. We are actually being heard down in Cardiff.
Cardiff.
Oh, yes. Oh, my sister's friends listen to our podcast, episode 1.
Yeah, Steve's got a fan club in Cardiff.
Yes, I do have a fan club down in Cardiff. It's very good. They're all very nice down there, might I add. But, yes, that was one of our major topics for this morning. Other than that...
What? Morning? Steve, it's 5:10.
It's morning in some countries. I'm just trying to cover it all.
We're not that national.
Well, it's national-ish. But, yeah. Well, we must say we're back in school. Joy.
Hey.
But at least we can look forward to one thing. No more key skills. Yes.
Yeah, no more key skills. It was awful. Yeah, but most people are lucky because they only had to do one. Most of the time, most people didn't have to do one. I had to do IT, maths, and communication. What did you have to do? You only had to do communication, didn't you?
No, I had to do IT. They did try and make me do maths, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, you didn't. Because you haven't turned up for the lessons, have you?
I did for some.
He didn't turn up for any maths.
Hang on. I did turn up. I just went to the art place, the sixth form lounge.
Why?
To help out.
To help out with what?
I had to help hang up some of the work. I was being a good boy.
Whatever. You're such a suck-up, Steve. Anyway.
I'm a suck-up coming from the one who was kiss-assing all the teachers.
How was I? Just because I give an apple to every single teacher at every single lesson, Steve.
Apple is just code word for what he really means.
Okay! Next song. I know some of you have, mentally scarred from key skills, so... We need some kind of healing, don't we? So here's our next song by a guy who's got a funny name. Marvin Gaye.
Apples!
Wait, shut up, Steve.
Rising and rising, and when I get that feeling.
Moving swiftly on from that masterpiece found out by John Zalot.
I'm a loving kind of man, what can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, moving swiftly on. Film of the week. It's been a bit difficult for me to pick film of the week this week, or for the time, because I've been away down in Cardiff, as some of you well know. So, I watched a cracking film last night. It was really sad. It's stupid horror. Freddy vs. Jason. It was something good on. It was better than, what else was on the telly? What, actually, what else?
Got Talent,
except for Britain's Got Talent. That was really good.
Cracking.
Yeah. Hey, but... yeah, Freddy vs. Jason was the film of the week this week, because there was nothing else on. And over to John with his album of the week. Watch out for this one.
You say that every... One, it's an artist, not an album, and two, it's a Fortnite. You know we do Fortnite podcasts now, it's not weekly, Steve.
This has been after 3 weeks we've done, John.
Right then. Oh, what's 3 weeks? What's 3 weeks?
There isn't a name
for it. Well, we're that late, there's no name for it. So, anyway, the artist of the week. Oh, damn it! No, that week, Fortnite is up. Oh. I'm getting myself confused. Yeah, okay, just artist of the moment. Let's call it that, artist of the moment. It's The Format. Now, most people have never, ever, ever heard of The Format, but they are really, really good. I must... the album's called Dog Problems. We all get dog problems, don't we? Dog Problems. And they are really good. You must buy it, you must download it, you must steal it, you must do anything to get your hands on it, because it's a really, really good album. What do you want?
Just to let you know, we do not condone stealing of the album. It's nothing. Don't blame us for that one. Or you can just blame John, because... Okay?
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, okay then. Yeah, so, two songs, as usual. First song is also called Dog Problems. And then the second song, which is really, really, really good, is called She Doesn't Get It, which is, I suppose, most boys can relate to the song, because most girls don't get us, do we, boys? Yeah? So, here we go. Dog Problems.
Speak for someone you don't know. They feel it in the back of their throat. We know I can't construct a poem, 'cause words like girls get bored and run. C'est la vie. I say I've got so many better things. I've got nothing. You should see me. I smoke myself to sleep and blame. Put smart on things I can't relate. Like summer camp in coastal states. Like alcohol and coffee beans. Dance floors and magazines. I think it's safe to say I've only got myself to blame. But boys in swooping haircuts are bringing me down. Taking pictures of themselves. The point where all I want is to sleep around in hopes that I'll catch back up. We are parallel lines, we're running in circles. We're never meant to cross. I'm at a loss. You were my tangerine, my pussycat, my trampoline. Now all's I get so instant cheeks and dog problems. I signed a lease thinking my heart belonged in 93rd and Park. Instead I broke a girl's heart, flew back to Phoenix to finish the year as a star. Can you hear me? Are you listening? This is the sound of my heart breaking. And I hope it's entertaining. 'Cause for me, it's a bitch. Was it worth it when you slept with him? For seeing through you, you are a fake, which brings me to A. Because you always run away. I never finish phrases I misspell. Up in arms, a prison cell. When I said I hate what I've become, I lied, I hated who I was. So when you start to wonder about the pain in my throat, well, don't you ever, no, never, ever speak for someone you don't.
There we go, that was Dog Problems. I hope you got your stockings on for that one, because you'll have to get them on again for this one. This is She Does Not Get It.
All the girls pose the same for pictures. All the boys got the same girl's hair. Well, I am bored because I feel my children look at me as if I got a reason to stare.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for that one, Jonna. It was a pleasure. Moving on then. We have our quiz winner, our only entrant.
Yeah!
The only one to get it right after John made such a hard quiz to begin with.
I thought it'd be good. I didn't know Wikipedia didn't know the answer.
Well, yeah, we did kind of get it from a book that's just sitting in his computer room. Yeah, but congratulations to Thea. Congratulations, Dan, and the poster boy will be making its way over to you very soon. But I'm afraid the little badges will roll over to next week, along with our next star prize, which happens to be something very cool indeed, doesn't it, John?
Yes, it does, but I think we might have to clean up because it's been from your cupboard, Stephen.
Hang on, it's not that cupboard, okay? This star prize is a punch bag I found. I thought you might want it instead of me doing something stupid with it. Okay, this is your next star prize. And the question to answer, if you want this lovely, lovely, lovely prize... lovely prize is... Who invented the toilet? Yes, who invented the toilet? We want to know, because it's just the question. Okay, so usual ways of entering, which are email... Female and post mail. No, email or.
Email or word of mouth, you could just tell us straight up. Or the new text service.
Yes, indeed. Which happens to be my old phone. That number will be given out at the end of the podcast.
And no girls, okay? Stephen doesn't do girls.
What? Ignore that. John's going higher. Ignore that point. Okay. John will give you the number out at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next song is White Stripes' new song, and it's got a weird name. I don't like it, but I do like the song, but don't like the name. And it's Icky Thump. Yeah!
And welcome back. It is time for our famous weather and traffic from outside John's window. As you can see, it is... Well, actually, it's just stopped raining, which is actually very lucky, otherwise we'd all be getting soaked at the moment. Yes, so is that washing over there. And that's rather soaked. John, don't look at the granny pants.
Oh, my nice.
Yes, weather at the moment, cloudy, but clearing up. And weather? Oh, no,
traffic.
Sorry. Traffic, sorry.
Traffic. God, just because I do traffic doesn't have to mean you have to forget what I do, Steve. So, traffic, I know. You find out for yourself. Listen. Yeah, it's pretty quiet. I heard a car, I think.
Yeah, and some Tweety Birds.
Tweety Birds. Listen, okay, let's see if traffic... Shh, shh, shh. Yeah, I heard some cars then.
Don't worry, if you didn't hear it, it wasn't you, it was us.
Yeah, so, Route 2. Oh, wow. It is sunny, isn't it?
God, Jesus Christ. Wow. It's really bright.
How are you, guys? Isn't it nice? Yeah, no, come on. Kind of ish traffic. I can't see from here. It's quite noisy, but, you know, never mind. So, back in the studio. Oh, wait there. Oh, ow. Yeah, okay, here we are, back in the studio. Whoa, that was quick. Nice. Okay, well, what's next? What's next, Steve?
I don't know.
Ooh, Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Wow. What a show. Very, very, very good. And they really do have talent, I must say. Because the title does correspond with the people. And the Bar Wizards. Bar Wizards. Bar Wizards.
The Bar Wizards were not...
They were good. Do you see the tricks they were doing? They were...
Yeah, but then any barman could do that if he practiced. And anybody could have done that.
Yeah, but you see, they were like spinning the bottles like over and over, like juggling with their elbows and stuff.
That's good. Yeah, Jono, you could do that if you practiced. Don't put your mind to it.
Yeah, but not any normal people do it, do they?
It was a monkey what I thought it should have won.
He was good, Damon Scott and Bubbles.
Bubbles.
And that I must say, I think the opera guy deserved to win. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but also there was the 6-year-old who should have won.
Yeah, some people say that, she's too cute, and her parents talked to her, but she was cute. But, you know, we're not that kind of people, so I think, the guy deserved to win. So congratulations to, what's his name? Paul Potts.
Potts,
yes. Okay, so next song, Stephen?
Yes, the next song would happen to be... hang on. What is it?
Hello, Goodbye.
Hello, Goodbye. Oh, yeah. Hello, Goodbye. Here in Your Arms. But it's the...
Club Remix. Yep, that's how we do it. We give you exclusive tracks.
Yes, and we love to go club.
I like where we are when we drive in your car. I like where we are, yeah. 'Cause our lips can touch, our cheeks can brush. Our lips can touch, yeah. When you are the one. We'll be right back.
Goodbye with the Club Mix. Now, one last thing. If you want to enter our competition for that, was it a punch bag?
Yes.
Yeah, punch bag. The number you need to text or phone or, you know, whatever, 079-76-55-95-05. That number again is 079-76-55-95-05. And ladies, Steve's available on weekends and bank holidays. Oh, and the email address is jzpodcast@hotmail.co.uk. And remember, you all, if you listen to this, you need to tell your friends. Go, hey, dude, you know, JZ Podcast. It's pretty good. So, oh, really? What's the JZ Podcast? Well, let me tell you, it's a fun-filled half hour with ladies and boobies and cake. It's good. It's all good.
We like the cake.
We really like the cake. So, to send us off is Frank Sinatra with My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me, I did it